Good morning, everybody. I'll call the Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting conference call on Friday, May 18th to order. It's currently 8:31, and we have present today Miranda Wecker, Larry Carpenter, Chuck Perry, Raleigh Schmitten, and Brad Smith. And the director, Phil Anderson, is here, and would you please introduce anybody else that's with you, Phil?
Happy to. Good morning. Deputy Director Joe Storr, our Administrative Regulation Analyst, Joanna Heidi, Real Estate Section Manager, Dan Budd, Public Information Lead, Aaron Bridell, and our Hatchery Division Manager, Heather Bartlett. And I'm also expecting Deputy Chief Mike Sensi here in a few minutes.
Okay, thank you. And Tammy, I think we have a few public people with us today.
Yeah, Aaron, can you read the names, please?
We have Ann Coon. Is it Georgia?
Georgia.
Georgia Rustic, Patty Hi. Carter, and Doreen Merrill.
Okay, thank you. And I think we've had a couple of commissioners just join us.
Commissioner Jennings.
Thank you.
Commissioner Keeney.
Thank you, Jay. We just called the meeting to order. We do have the director and some staff, as well as some public people here today. So we'll make one change to our agenda. We're going to move the general discussion up to our third item so that we can be a little more expedient for our public people who want to talk, probably are here to hear about the Puyallup Hatchery. But our first area of business is the land transaction. It's the proposed release of a covenant to work with the Muckleshoot Indian Tribes on the land that we've been entered to. And Dan Budd, are you going to lead us through this?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. On today's agenda, the Department is recommending the release of a reversionary interest in the Spate Creek Ponds deed that was granted to the Muckleshoot Tribe in 2004. The Spate Creek Ponds property was acquired by the Department in 1974, and for many years the ponds were operated in conjunction with the Muckleshoot Tribe's Crisp Creek Fish Rearing Facility under a lease agreement. In 2002, the property was identified as surplus to program needs, and in 2004, it was sold to the tribe. At that time, the property was appraised at $125,000 in fee simple, and $65,000 if it were sold subject to the department holding a reversionary interest. The tribe acquired the property subject to the reversionary interest for $65,000. The tribe is now planning on doing a substantial enhancement to its facilities as part of that, and as part of that, desires to transfer this property into trust. The trust will not accept the property subject to the reversionary interest, and thus the tribe desires to acquire full interest in the property and is offered to pay the additional $60,000 for the fee simple ownership of the property. RCW 7712-220 authorizes the commission to convey real property if it finds the conveyance to be consistent with the public interest. The department recommends that you find that the proposed transaction is consistent with the public interest and approve the release of the reversionary interest for $60,000. I'd be glad to address any questions.
Any questions from the commission?
Vice Chair.
Mr. Vice Chair.
And Commissioner Perry?
I just wanted to ask, the price was reduced by, it looks like, $60,000 when the tribe originally purchased that ground, but that was in... it looks like 2004. Is the property more valuable now, and therefore the $60,000 not enough to cover the cost, or how is that determined?
We have not gone back and done another appraisal of the property. However, since 2004 in the earlier appraisal, the market has gone up and the market has come back down. We did look at some sales in the area to get a feel for it, and it appears that if we were to do another appraisal of the property, we would probably come out in fee simple with the entire, or with the relatively the same number. What's a little bit different here is we're not looking at the full fee simple value of the property, so the diminution in value may not change even if the price of the property went up or went down, and without going through a fairly long involved appraisal process, we would not be able to determine that. but we're fairly comfortable that that is, this number does represent a fair, equitable price for release of that clause.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Wecker.
Yeah, Dan, what we are supposed to be looking at is the public interest, and we need to be satisfied that this is a transaction that is with the that is supportive of the public interest. So, there's that noise again. Can you explain to us what you think, what you've heard from the Muckleshoot Tribe about what they expect to do with this property?
Sure. Madam Chair, this is Heather Bartlett, and I will offer that the Muckleshoot Tribe has been rearing and releasing coho in from this facility, and with their improvements, they are expected to increase coho production out of the facility, which certainly the non-Indians would share in the harvest of those fish.
And if I might, Mr. Vice Chair, this is Phil. I had the initial conversation with the Muckleshoot Tribe leadership on this topic in April, met with Stanley Moses in particular on this matter. And I did inquire because I was very interested in what they intended to do with the property. And they stated to me categorically that the only thing they intend to do with the property is to continue and enhance the fish rearing that they've been doing there historically.
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Commissioner Carpenter.
Yeah, Commissioner Carpenter.
My question would be, I guess perhaps to Phil at this point, I'm assuming that these coho that they will rear will all be marked.
Commissioner Carpenter, that's my understanding.
Thank you.
Is that something we should ensure that they are marked?
Well, we would need to do that through a separate agreement. This isn't something that could be attached to the release of the deed restriction. So, frankly, they have been one of the among the tribes that have been supportive of marking hatchery fish. I see no reason to believe that they would not be marking these.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Vice Chair?
Commissioner Wecker.
Vice Chair. I move that the commission find that the proposed land transaction is consistent with the public interest, and to approve the proposed land transaction as presented.
Do I hear a second?
I would second that.
We have a motion and a second to move that the commissions find that the proposed land transaction is consistent with the public's interest, and to approve the proposed land transaction as presented. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All opposed say no. Motion passed. Thank you very much. The next.
Mr. Vice Chair, I just wanted to, sorry I didn't catch this quick enough, but just I didn't know if there was any public comment on the action.
No one signed up for that.
No one signed up. I was reading our notes here. We haven't received anything either, so I think we're okay here.